Dress code varies from event to event. If in doubt, dress up rather than down. Posture can be used to enormous advantage. It can communicate presence, alertness, and intelligence. Your posture should be relaxed but upright, with the head held high. Think of the way a high jumper stands before running into a jump. Hold your chest high and your stomach in. The feet should be slightly less than shoulder width apart and still. Don't move around too much, and when you do, do it deliberately and slowly. Gestures should not be practiced, as they only have effect when they are seen to be natural and spontaneous. Gesturing can add to the overall communicative effect of your presentation, but care should be taken. Too many or too unusual gestures detract attention from what you are saying and may cause people to lose track of your message and concentrate on you. Unnecessary gestures, such as touching your nose or fiddling with your change, should be eliminated from your performance. The size of your gestures should be proportional to the size of the audience. In general, the larger the audience, the larger the gesture. However, never make a half gesture. It shows lack of confidence. Make gestures from the center of your body outwards. If possible, videotape one of your own performances and analyze your gestures carefully. Are they convincing? Do they fit with the text? Gesturing can express energy and enthusiasm, valuable additions to your delivery. You have reached the end of part two of this unit in the Talk to the World series. To gain maximum learning benefit, listen to parts one and two again. Continue to do so until you feel you have fully understood all the techniques and language presented.